Lighthouses have always had a special kind of appeal and fascination. They are a structure like no other, standing in some of the loneliest spots of the world and weathering some of the worst nature can dish out. And yet, they tirelessly beam both their welcome and their warnings to sailors seeking safe passage home. It's been that way for thousands of years, since man first mastered the ability to shine a light out across the sea. If you've ever had the opportunity to visit a lighthouse, you've likely felt the specialness of the place. Judy File felt this emotion when, along with her family, she had a first meeting with several well-known lighthouses.
We went and saw a few lighthouses, Cape Hatteras, Body Island, Ocracoke, and before we crossed over to the mainland, my cousin mentioned there was one more lighthouse north of it, at the north end of the Outer Banks, and did I want to go check it out? And that lighthouse is Quartuck, which I now know is a big cousin to our lighthouse here at Pigeon Point.
Ultimately, this visit to the East Coast turned out to be a life-changing encounter.
And I remember sitting there on a bench, talking to my cousin and saying, "Has something like this out where I lived, I'd be a volunteer there."
She didn't know it at the time, but Judy's wish was a lot closer than she thought, just waiting for her to return home to California.
And I came back out to California, and a few months later, I think it was in September, October, my husband was looking at the paper, and he said, "Have you ever seen this lighthouse?" And I said, "No, where is it?" So we came out to see it. And at that point, they had application papers out for starting a new docent program, so I signed.
And so Judy was introduced to the Pigeon Point Lighthouse, and a special relationship began between them.
Went through docent training a few months later, and I'm still here. It'll be 12 years in January.
Among the many things Judy learned was about the history of shipping in early California.
Back in the early 1800s, several areas along the California coast were designated as onshore whaling operations. Usually the whaling processing was done on ship out of sea, but they picked several spots that were convenient along the coast, and the whale boats would get the whales, drag the carcasses behind them. They'd come in our cove out here, our water's about 40 feet deep, tie up on some rocks, row in onto shore, and there was a land-based whaling operation where they processed all the whales. People referred to it as Whaler's Point or Puente de las Ballenas.
The whalers were among the first ships to visit the coast, but the gold rush of 1849 would soon change all of that.
Nothing happened out here on the West Coast until the California Gold Rush, and there were virtually no ships coming up our coast. There was nothing here. There are actually records, a four-year period, 1836 to 1840, total amount of ships that pulled into port in what is now California, 75. A couple years after the gold rush, just the ships that made it into San Francisco Bay, a lot didn't make it, over 1,100.
The increased traffic meant additional risk for both passengers and cargo. One early shipwreck was even responsible for giving the location its name.
It was July 6, 1853, when a clipper ship on its maiden voyage called the Carrier Pigeon hit the rocks out here and sank.
It became obvious that safety measures were needed, and as a result, the Federal Light Service was formed and began installing lighthouses along the California coast, beginning in a place that later became known as the preeminent secure location.
The original one on Alcatraz, that was the first one. The second one, I believe, is Point Pinos, down at the southern end of Monterey Bay. Now, the Alcatraz went into operation 1854, July 2nd, 1854.
The Pigeon Point Light came along much later.
We never got a lighthouse at this point until 1872.
Besides being treacherous to ships, the waters around Pigeon Point are also home to migrating whales, which visit each year on their way to the feeding grounds in the Bering Sea.
The ones that are going south are the gray whales. They're not a very flamboyant whale. They just sort of break the surface and go down. Why do they come in close? I don't know exactly my feeling watching these guys for years and years. When they're going down, they're swimming down from the Bering Straits. They have full bellies. They're pregnant too. They get down to Baja. They go down there for two things, to mate and give birth. By the time they're turned around and going back north, they still haven't eaten. The mom, she's nursing her baby as they're traveling. The baby's putting on 100 pounds a day. I think it's just easier for them.
The more than 145 seasons of service have taken a toll on the Pigeon Point Light. Since acquiring the property, California State Parks has begun efforts to repair and refurbish both the light tower and the adjacent properties. But your help is still needed to preserve this historic piece of California history. The Pigeon Point Lighthouse is still shining a comforting beam to sailors and visitors alike. Come and see.